online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Theresa May and Donald Trump are set to meet for the first time this afternoon. Trade and security will be top of the agenda during their discussions at the White House later. In a speech to Republicans last night, she stressed the two countries should be working closer together. She also touched on Trump's relationship with the Russian President, Vladimir Putin.
We should build the relationships, systems and processes that make cooperation more likely than conflict. And that, particularly after the illegal annexation of Crimea, give assurance to Russia's neighbouring states that their security is not in question.
Things are now returning to normal after a morning of disruption on Kent's roads and railways caused by the cold weather. The A2 near Canterbury was closed for around 4 hours after a crash involving 8 cars at around 7 this morning. Freezing temperatures overnight also caused problems on the trains with delays across the county. Around 35 firefighters have been tackling a blaze which has badly damaged a converted barn in East Malling. 2 people were inside. They were able to escape before crews arrived in Wateringbury Road at around 11:30 last night. But police want to speak to 2 teenagers after a woman's handbag was stolen in Ramsgate. She fell to the ground after being approached in an alleyway between Guildford Lane and Cannon Lane on Wednesday night. The number of urgent operations being cancelled in England has risen by 27% in 2 years. NHS figures show nearly 4,100 were either cut or delayed in 2016 due to extra pressures on the health service.
KMFM News.
Around £7,000 has been raised by a man who's sleeping on the streets for a week to help a Kent teenager who needs cancer treatment in America. 16-year-old Kelly Turner from Dover needs surgery to treat a rare and aggressive tumour. John Ashman has been facing sub-zero temperatures in Folkestone, Ramsgate, Margate and Canterbury. He'll complete his final night tonight in Dover.
How good would it be to be part of the last push to get Kelly the $400,000 and get her to America for the surgery she needs? How good would that be?
Well, meantime, an online campaign to raise money for a Kent toddler who's battling a rare tumour has reached its target. More than £250,000 has now been raised in just 11 days for 2-year-old Florence Jackson from Tunbridge Wells. She's expected to travel to America for life-saving treatment on the disease, which affects fewer than 100 children every year. The future of thousands of free-to-use cash machines in the UK are in doubt. A row about who funds the ATMs means some could be removed, while others could charge people to withdraw money. And after 130 years, a famous Kent seaside attraction has closed for good today. The Lees Lift in Folkestone has made its final trip after the company found itself in financial problems. Terry Begant is its chairman and says it's a sad day.
The lift is a very peculiar thing. It's a bit like Marmite. You either love it or you hate it. And the guys wouldn't be there that long if they didn't love it. For them, it's their life. It's their life's work, which is, you know, just coming to an end.
That's the latest news this lunchtime. A quick look at the tennis, and Grigor Dimitrov has forced a deciding set against Rafael Nadal in the second men's semi-final at the Australian Open. He took the fourth on a tie break to leave the match at 2-2. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Some bright spells and it should be mostly dry this afternoon with highs of 7. Dry but cloudy tomorrow, then a chance of some rain on Sunday. Highs over the weekend of 9.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For all beds and mattresses, everyone shops at Home Plus.